Hello, Houston, are you reading yet?
Roger, go ahead.
Okay, Bob, curve looks good. I just checked the DIPSAC crossover on a dips available, and it comes out with what you gave me on the card, about 25-21.
Roger, and just one minor point. Across the top on the velocity to be gained, you can bias all those numbers and add a 6 to every one of them across the top to be technically correct. The next time we've had on that, Jane.
Technically correct. I could have done that before I plotted a curve, but that's good. We understand and we got it down.
Okay, the next thing I've got is that whole update column in the little block there is all updated, and we'll probably ought to get a read back on all these numbers, Jane. I can give it to you right like a regular pad, just from right down to the top to the bottom, and then read it back to me. I think it'd be the best way, don't you?
Okay, Ron's going to go ahead and take him, and we'll double-check him, and he'll read him back.
Okay.
Okay, just go ahead and start at the top and go down.
Okay, I'm starting at LOI ignition time. 8-8-5-4-2-6-8. Pitch is -4-3, yaw 1-1-2. GET abort ignition, 8-9-2-4-2-6-8. Roll 2-1-7. Pitch 6. Yaw 25. -42 on the pitch, 1-1-0. On the yaw. 216-618. High gain angles again, -7-5. Yaw 250. GET abort ignition there, 9-0-5-4-2-6-8. 1-5-3-1-7-1-9. Next time there is GET abort ignition for the LEM FDI angles there. 9-0-5-4-2-6-8. Roll pitch and yaw angles, 2-0-2-2-9-3-3-0. Over.
Okay, Bob, here we go, and read back. I'll just read right down the line. 8-8-5-4-2-6-8-4-3-1-1-2. 8-9-2-4-2-6-8-2-1-7-6-2-5-4-2-6-8-1-5-3-1-7-1-9-0-5-4-2-6-8-2-0-2-2-9-3-3-0. Over.
Roger, Ron, a real good readback. On the next page, on page 382, the data there is exactly the same as the LOI limit cue card, the changes. We can read it up to you individually, or you can take it from your cue card, your choice.
No, we'll change it from the cue card.
Okay.
Bob, since they won't let me write anything, I tried looking for the moon near the sun with the filters and could not see it.
Oh, roger.
You sure you're sending us to the right place?
Roger, Jack. Hey, I got some information on that S-4B that you're looking at. The azimuth was in within 1 degree of what you called when we checked out on your angles. Hey, Jack, Houston.
Go ahead, Bob.
This word's for Jack and Gene. The trench has computed the S-4B location, reference your body axis, and the azimuth was within 1 degree, very close, and the we calculate it should have been out of that window at 62 degrees from the x-axis, and you report at 45 degrees, which is just 17 degree error, is real close there, you know, just eyeballing it like that.
That's great, then it is the S-4B, huh?
Okay, well, you might check it this way, Jack. Line up the star Denebola and Rigel, say again, Regulus, I'm sorry, Regulus. Denebola and Regulus, and then on that line, go perpendicular to that line right above Regulus, and that should be the S-4B. It forms one point of a right triangle with Denebola and Regulus.
What you're saying is it's the eye of Leo the Lion.
That's firm.
Except we can't see Leo the Lion very well.
Okay.